This audio recording is a service of Incarnation Catholic Church, a Roman Catholic parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, April 26, 2023, the Memorial of Our Lady of Good Counsel, by Father William Doc Holliday.
Do whatever he tells you.
May the words of my mouth, meditation of all of our hearts, be accepted in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Those are very simple words of counsel to follow. Do whatever he tells you. These are the words of Our Lady of Good Counsel. You've got to be attentive to this. We're just not attentive to it because they come from the lips of the Blessed Virgin, although because they come from her lips, we should pay a tremendous amount of attention to them, to use a gross understatement. We look at our Blessed Mother and you think about her, you're just in her being, just who she is. You know, one commentator says, no angel, not even the most perfect and the greatest of the heavenly hosts can say to God, as Mary can, thou art my son. You think about that for a second. What a privilege it is to be the only creature that has ever been that can look at God and say, thou art my son. So, again, anything that the Blessed Mother would utter should make us riveted with attention. We have to appreciate, though, that she doesn't say a lot. You know, you hear your Protestant friends say that all the time. We don't know a whole lot about Mary. We don't know. Well, as a matter of fact, we do. If you read the Old Testament, you will know a whole lot about the Blessed Virgin. But we don't have a whole lot of quotes from her and everything like that because the ones we do have suffice. Or should suffice, like, do whatever he tells you. That is good counsel. The first reading today, the book of Sirach. And there's another reading that's in the lectionary from the book of Proverbs. And they speak of wisdom. It is very, very clear to see that when it speaks of wisdom, we are talking about the eternal Logos, the eternal Word of the Father. And who is that? Our Lord Jesus Christ. We refer to the Blessed Mother in a lot of our litanies and a lot of our prayers as Mary, the Seat of Wisdom. Notice, we don't call her Mary, Wisdom. Well, Mary, the Seat of Wisdom. This is because the Blessed Mother is so integrally related to our Lord, so intimately related to our Lord. She is a person through whom the most intimate relationship is manifest to us. And why should we be attentive again? Not just because of who she is, but what she has done and her relationship with our Lord, which is to be totally receptive to the wisdom of God. This is why it was so easy for our Blessed Mother to look at the angel after she was quite disturbed at the salutation and to respond, be it unto me according to thy word. He told her something. She didn't understand it. She asked for clarification. She received clarification. But to always point out, I get it now, angel. I get how this is going to happen. Okay, fine. No, not at all. Nothing like that. She still didn't completely understand, but because she had been immaculately conceived, because she was completely receptive to the wisdom of God, she said, be it unto me according to thy word. Our Blessed Mother, the Seat of Wisdom, the doorway through whom the eternal Logos came into this world. This is why we should be attentive to her counsel. And it is just as simple as what she says at the wedding. Do whatever he tells you. When we look at our Blessed Mother as Our Lady of Good Counsel, that counsel is sound. If she says and points to her son because of their relationship and says, do whatever he does. She doesn't know what that's going to be. She does not know what our Lord may tell them to do. When she asked him to do so, I don't know why everybody just automatically goes, oh, she told him to perform a miracle. That's not what she says. She says they have no wine. She just knew her son to be the one who could help in any given situation because of her relationship with him. He's embarking on his earthly ministry. Is it, they have no wine. And then there's that little discourse between the two, which is not disrespectful. As a matter of fact, it actually elevates her, because when he refers to her as woman, he starts to refer to her as the new Eve, that woman who is going to crush Satan's head. This is where we're going with this whole thing. So she doesn't know. It doesn't ask, hey, change water into wine so they have more. It's not what she says. They have no wine. She knows he can fix it somehow. She knows, and we know how he does. This is probably even somewhat surprising to our Blessed Mother. But she knew that he could do it. She didn't know how. She said, do whatever he tells you. This should be us. We should do whatever he tells us, not because we know the outcome or we know how whatever he tells us might play out. We do what he says because we know that the outcome is going to be in accord with his will. And it's going to be good. It might not seemingly be good to us in our worldly and natural perception of things, but it will be good. This is faith. This is the virtue of hope. This is why we follow her counsel. When we say Our Lady of Counsel, we need to start paying attention. I always say, you need to pay attention to the things we say. Things sound so churchy to us. Like, for instance, titles of Our Blessed Mother. Our Lady of Good Counsel. What is counsel? It is not just merely knowledge. It is not merely understanding. It's not those things at all. Counsel is applying knowledge and understanding to any given situation. The wedding, she understood that her son was in this world to be helpful. She understood his grace. She understood in her head, she had the knowledge that he was able to help in any given situation. Didn't know how, but she had knowledge, she had understanding, but probably didn't know how that was going to pan out, or she would have just said, hey, Jesus, change the water into wine, or perform a miracle, because they have no wine. She didn't say that. She doesn't do whatever he tells you. She's telling the servants to apply her knowledge and understanding what her son can do by doing what he says. This is where she's going with this. And this is what we need to pay attention, because counsel, again, is the, and this is not me, this is Father Tanqueray from A Spiritual Life. Counsel enables us to apply the principles to particular cases in life. Each and every one of us is going to have different situations crop up in our lives. Some things for the better, some things for the worse. We know people who endure all kind of hardships and trials every day of their life. They might have some kind of disability or be debilitated in some way, physically, emotionally, something like that, spiritually. What we're confronted with, maybe, again, from our natural, something really bad, but to have the hope and understanding that our Lord will use it properly is this whole, do whatever he tells you. No matter what situation may come in life, somebody in here could lose a loved one or loved ones. Somebody in here could lose their job. Somebody here could get promoted. Somebody, you know, whatever, no matter what the case may be, if we do what she says, simply do whatever he tells, it's going to work out. How do I approach this loss of my job? You do whatever he tells you. You stay within the parameters. There are some things that in your own prudence, a lot of people, they like over-spiritualize, I think, their lives. I could have this job, or I could have this job. This one's got this much pay, and this one's got this much benefit. This might be this, and this might be, I could get promoted over this way. Our Lord's precepts just demand that we have a job and provide for our families. He really doesn't care where you do that. All right. That's your own prudence. Wherever you are, wherever you wind up, because of your own prudence, you like this job better, like that job. Wherever it may be, just do that job in the way that he leads and guides. Do whatever he tells you. This is what we mean by Our Lady of Good Counsel. Not, I'm going to pray really hard my rosary and the Blessed Mother may audibly tell me what I need to do. Our Blessed Mother tells you what to do, whatever her Son says. He is the source of knowledge. He is the source of understanding. She is the counsel, and she's given it, whatever he tells you. This is why we have to know what he tells us. This is why we have to read Scripture. This is why we have to know the precepts of the Church. This is why we need to know the perennial magisterial teachings of the Church, because this is the way the Holy Spirit has taught us. When we do those things, we're doing what he has told us. We don't cherry pick what he's told us. We don't look at this as a salad bar. We pay attention to her counsel, and her counsel is do whatever he tells you. You know, we're not doing our Blessed Mother any favors by paying attention to that one simple sentence, do whatever he tells you. We're not giving her anything, she benefits in no way, shape, or form. St. Alphonsus of Liguori, in The Glories of Mary, he says, she wants us to seek her always and invoke her aid. It is not as if she were begging us for these marks of veneration. She desires them so that our confidence and devotion may be increased by them and move her to empower us and move us to understand the greatness of her help and the comfort that we derive from that. This is what we do with this. Our Blessed Mother always points to her Son, always. This is why they worship Mary. How stupid. That's all you can say about that. She's succinct. I'll be succinct. We don't worship her. We worship her Son. Do we pay very close attention to her because of her relationship with her Son? As I said again, there is no creature in the universe that can look at God and say, thou art my Son. She is Theotokos, the God-bearer. She's the Mother of God. We need to listen to her because she listened to him. So when we see Our Lady of Good Counsel as any other title and as any other action in her life, she points to her Son. I'll end you with this thought from the commentator. In her, more than in any other creature, we gain a knowledge of the divine attributes. We see her and the way she profited, the singular act of grace of her assumption, body and soul, into heaven. Why? As a reward. As a reward for what she did. People who deny the assumption of our Blessed Mother, why would he do that? Not to anybody? Because nobody else is his mother. Okay, it's really kind of simple, is it not? Why would Jesus assume her into heaven, body and soul? Because he could. If you keep your mom from seeing corruption in the grave, I think you do it. I mean, he changed water into wine because she asked him to help some people who didn't have any. You don't think he's going to do her some favors also? This is our Blessed Mother. This is Our Lady of Good Counsel. And her counsel is simple. Do whatever he tells you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.